Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's hump day.
Ouch.
And it's here at the best week of the year. Prize-wise, anyway. It's one of the best weeks. I gotta say, there's a few really good week surprises here, but Tickets and Turkeys is one of the top ones. All week long, caller number 97 at 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5 gets a pair of tickets to Alice in Wonderland, December 6th at the Masonic, One Republic, Leon Bridges, Michael Fronte, and Spearhead. All the tickets are gone. It's officially sold out. It's the best ever. Plus, a $100 Safeway gift card, and you can pick up a turkey dinner and leave the cooking to Safeway. Hashtag yum. Hooray. That's right, Mel. So be calling number 97 right now. Our phone number is 800-400-3697. Tickets and turkeys. Caller 97 is the big winner. Wiener. And 59 seconds. If I'm going to die tonight, I won't heaven. Hey. With you.
I think that his kid's driving now.
Utaj? Yeah, mm-hmm. He's tall enough.
Can't believe how big that kid is. It's unbelievable. Every time they post, I'm like, man.
He just gets taller. He's 7'2" now. He's 4 months old.
Walk right out of his diapers and head to high school, man. Sheesh. God. I can't wait to see them.
I know.
We'll be partying with them soon. Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. You know, oh, there it is. Let me check this real quick before we get started. Oh, there it is. So our friend, Alan, from Bananas at Large.
Alan!
It looks like they have moved locations and are ready to open their new spot. He's saying here, we have moved entirely over to the new location. I texted him because I'm like, hey, man, give us some info.
Oh,
let's help you out there.
So it's right down the street.
Right. It's right down the street. The new location's open and lessons are going to finish up at the old spot, but then they'll be
That'll be completely over.
And I think they're doing like a soft grand opening tomorrow. So that's pretty neat.
And you said it's a bigger space.
Apparently, well, I know they have parking.
I can't wait to check it out, right?
And I know that when I last saw him, he was saying, it's cool. I've completely designed it. So it's going to be great for the shoppers. It's designed to be, and there's a wall of guitars, which, you know.
Well, and they have a good setup at the old place with quiet rooms and lots of lesson spaces. So if they've got an even bigger place, it'll be.
The same as planned, I'm sure.
Must be.
So, congratulations to them. They're busy unpacking.
Go bananas.
It's nice to see. All right. Our text number, 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the stuff, a couple of the things you guys had to say. I was reminded by multiple texters that Joan Rivers also died during and or after plastic surgery, which was the story that we got from Dallas.
Yeah, a woman
who went to... What was the tourism called?
Medical tourism.
This lady went there to get a nose job and apparently change out breast implants and came home with
brain damage.
Or she's not even home yet?
No. Oh. I don't think she is.
Yeah.
707 says, so I'm actually going to be at the Alice pre-party and my ex-wife, won a spot, will be there too. You may end up with an unplanned live secret show. Ha 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 ha.
Oh. Too bad we're not doing a little. It'd be kind of fun to set
that
up
would
a little
be fun.
Secret show. Up
sure.
Set that up. Talk to everybody.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
People are like, can we have a party night too or what?
No. That's a work party. Come on. Might as well get some audio out
You're
of it.
Silly, Sarah.
I know. We're doing a secret show today, though, so you'll find that a little later on today. Yeah, secret show today.
We are?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, we had appointments.
I told you guys Monday. Let's
Shut
do it on
up.
Wednesday.
I know, Spaz.
I mean, she's all over my crap today.
Crunch?
Waving her hands at me.
I didn't get enough of you in here today. I think I only saw you once in here today.
Yeah.
We're sorry your butt hurts.
I know. Me too.
How is your butt? She asked for some aspirin earlier.
It really Do I,
is
hurts.
That what it is? I need to come in there more and like, you know, then you feel like, okay, I've gotten my fill. Otherwise you
No,
I'm give
still
me...
going to want more of you, but it'll, oh. you know.
Wow.
707
Hold me
says,
down for a minute.
Your show is so much a part of my daily life, so much so that when Google Maps tells me I've arrived, I always chuckle and think of your fun FCC workarounds.
Oh, yeah. Did you arrive? At your destination?
That's funny. Can we Snow- use that, Bryn? Can you get that and record that you've arrived?
Oh,
use that for
yeah,
time.
I probably can.
You have arrived.
Oh, man, that's going to be tough. I got to go somewhere and record while I'm driving then, right?
Do it just, on your way home today.
Just set
or
a course
something.
For the Jock Lounge.
There you go.
Yeah, put in Studio D or something.
Right. Yeah.
Smoke over there. All right, I'll try it.
Former Channel 4 news anchor Pete Wilson says 408.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he was getting plastic
he
surgery,
wasn't.
Though.
No, he was
think...
getting a knee surgery. Does
or
that sound right?
Hip replacement?
Something
like that.
But it wasn't cosmetic.
Yeah, it was just a. I mean, and they say that that's an inherent risk with any surgery where you get put under.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's possible that you will not come back out.
I was in an event last night hanging out with five very beautiful, successful, talented women. The talk started about Sarah and Vinny, and turns out we all listen religiously.
Oh. I thought they were going to say, I'm human.
Oh, I was going to say to the nice lady, would you like a human?
Mm.
I mean, there's
he fits
five
right
of you,
in
you
with
guys him. Would love him.
Anytime there's five girls standing together, human is bound to pop his head up in the middle.
All right.
Hey, ladies. Hello, my beauties.
Hey, that Pete Wilson. He died at the age of 62, suffering a massive heart attack while having hip replacement surgery.
Mm. A heart attack while he was under. Oh, my God. That's it. He went, got put out, expected to wake back up, and just didn't.
Yeah.
Horrible.
And that guy, not only was he a newscaster on TV, but he did afternoons over at KGO for a long time, didn't he?
Yeah.
Talk show host.
Yeah. 4 and 5, my daughter goes to school at Marin High School. Jewels are the new iPhones for status. The Jewel Sigs. Sarah, I literally just got my Jewel e-cig yesterday. I've been smoking for almost 12 years. I'm hoping I can utilize this and finally quit cigarettes once and for all. I feel your pain and fear on this. Good luck.
Thank you. You too. It has been absolutely great to not be an actual smoker anymore. It's been great. And I am fearful. I certainly would not want to go back to that.
The smell alone.
Yep. The stench.
Like on your hand.
And just, it's just not, I mean, hello lungs. You know? I mean, I get it. People will say, oh, vaping's no good for you. It's, I guarantee you, it's better than smoking. As a person who's been vaping for 10 years...
You feel better.
Way better. They don't have those colds that last forever and turn into those deep, rumbling coughs. It's just not the same.
I remember that.
Mm.
Trying
it's
to
water
smoke
vapor.
Through a cough. It's just awesome.
Yeah. I'm so sick, and yet I've
so
got
painful.
To smoke.
Oh, my goodness.
Horrid.
My daughter is a junior in Catholic high school on the peninsula. She says 70% of her class is vaping. 70%.
Oh, great. That's, well, mission accomplished. A lot of tobacco companies own these
sure they do.
Things now, e-cig outlets. And
addiction.
They have, now they are successfully addicting the children to nicotine, so congrats to them.
It pays.
Mm-hmm. It does.
415, love, it's good for you until it freaking utterly destroys you.
Oh, come on, Hooman.
Did Hooman text us that?
I got the clip.
I
thanks to YouTube.
We just want you have arrived.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I cut it off. It just doesn't sound right when I do that, you know? No?
You have arrived? Yeah.
Can you get her in a different voice?
Yeah, that's very...
Uh-huh.
Yeah, slow arrived.
It's just right.
All right, let me slow down arrived.
You have arrived.
It's just the tone of it sounds like it's not finishing, you know?
You have arrived.
Great job, Brent.
Put
sorry,
sexy
everyone.
Music under it, too. Do all the work, Brent.
Yeah, do all the work. just get like a, I don't know, type it into like a computer sounding thing. Like get Siri to say it.
707 says, I went through medical tourism for in Mexico for a gastric bypass revision and had a wonderful experience. The clinic was great and clean, and the staff was excellent, and the doctors were excellent, and I would do it again in a heartbeat.
Mm. Hey, I wonder if you could type it into to like a Siri thing, just like search for You Have Arrived. She'll say, here's what I found for You Have Arrived.
I should just use that, which you just did. That was great.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, then, but it'll sound like me.
That's exactly the point. People love that.
Mm. We'll make it sound a little more electronic, and then put some sexy music under it. And put a little bomb going off at the end, like.
408 says Aria is now 21 years old.
Oh wow,
that's good.
That was me.
No, it wasn't.
I was gonna say, who, Aria the hotel?
No, Aria.
Aria
girl.
Stark.
Aria.
Yes, Sarah.
Aria.
Got married in a hot air balloon in Napa. Hired a photographer, had our two best friends join us, and sent out announcements a week later. Would do it all over again.
Mm, that's nice. Special moment. Not too expensive. Mm-hmm. You guys going big? Bryn's going big.
Well, you talked to her about it, didn't you? I didn't
talk to her about it, but you've said that she has the dreams of the big wedding day.
Every time I cut into your conversation, you and Anita, during Human's Party, you guys were talking about the wedding, weren't you?
No.
All right. Maybe you don't.
Maybe.
Remember. Maybe you
I
don't.
I did
remember.
Offer up my.
Oh, you were blacked out.
I wasn't blacked out, but I don't remember a lot of what I said. That's for sure.
Okay.
Hilarious.
4 and 5 says,
people.
Vinny, please don't say mouth juices again. All right.
Mouth juices. He just means spit. That's all.
Damn, Chris Cornell's isolated vocals are right up there with Freddie Mercury. That's talent.
Yeah.
When I sit close to the stage at musicals, I see the spit fly out of an actor's mouth. So, yes, they are still salivating or whatever the word is. Yeah, just the way Chris Cornell was sounding, and they must have edited it. That must be it. It was too clean. There wasn't any other sound but the music or the vocal. I mean,
maybe he just rinsed and spit and then did it.
I don't know.
That sounded like noise-gated. Slightly noise-gated.
He's human.
And,
he can't take his teeth out. And even then, they have a...
There was also... There was definitely a pickup in there. Like, I definitely could hear an edit mm-hmm. between two
of
the
was
lines.
There?
Well, sounded like
you can
it.
Listen in between here. Right there.
Yep. Hear the close. Mm-hmm. Cuts off the breath. Mm. You know, I think what you can hear music-wise often is from their headphones. Mm-hmm. You know, they have them loud
right.
enough.
Oh, right.
You
know. 909 says, Sarah, I love your voice isolated, though I do miss the third-party audio when you're listening to something like new music, and I'll respond, that was amazing. And I'm like, what? Wish I could listen live all morning, but that's just not possible. Anyway, love you all. Keep singing.
Do we actually play, like, the new music segments?
Normally, we don't. I encourage the interns to take most of that out. But it's to their best judgment as far as what they think is entertaining.
So if they think something's funny, they can leave it in
they
there.
They can leave it in,
we
yeah.
sing along with it.
And, you know, it's the same as what you just mentioned about the singer singing isolated vocals. You can hear the
music
through
headphones.
You can
hear
headphones.
It through our headphones
you
a little
hear,
bit.
Yeah, exactly. You can hear some of the music I'm playing.
Right.
Way in the background.
Right.
We had 5 wedding crashers at our wedding. Drink about $1,000 worth of alcohol. One girl wearing a jean skirt saying hungry like the wolf on a microphone. I have to say, I do love that story.
See? You got a good story.
All right.
Your wedding was so good, people crashed it. That's you know, it's good.
For all the people who are thankful for the firefighters and other first responders, remember they are people, too, who sometimes need help. The National First Responders Fund takes donations year-round to help those with PTSD. That's nfrf.org.
That is a great reminder and something that Human has been very active in
That's
raising
correct.
Money for.
We've been first place 2 years in a row.
510 says Fargo puts people in chippers. Not for me.
Yeah,
Fargo didn't put
them
in the chipper.
It wasn't Fargo's fault.
I did Boise for 3 years, and yes, I lived like a king. 4-bed, 4-car garage, pool. But I don't hunt or fish. And I miss the ocean. So happy to be a renter again.
Mm.
They came back.
Mm.
My husband's married best man, also my new brother-in-law, hooked up with my bridesmaid and her plus one, threesome action. And my husband and I woke up for brunch and my new mother-in-law was pissed at me. My mother-in-law said, your friends are sluts, even though she was single.
But But the guy was married. He's the bad guy.
He's the slut.
Yeah.
You know guys never catch heat for that, Sarah.
Know,
come on.
It's always the girls. Yeah. Your girlfriends are sluts. Well, you're a bitch. Welcome to the family.
Hey, today's my birthday. I'm sandwiched in with Sarah and Hooman. I love celebrating birthday week all week with you.
Oh.
I've listened since the very beginning. My older kids are the same age as Sarah's boys, and my youngest is the same age as Vinny's her.
Oh, boy.
I at least have you on ear pods as I get the kids moving in the morning and driven to school. Thanks for being my morning sanity. That is a big age difference.
It's a gap right there.
Are we out of time?
We're having fun. Yeah, we'll take a break.
All right.
Back in a few.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny.
I did not say
Alice's
that.
Morning show. Did you guys see use that walk in?
No.
Use that. Go back to the door and walk in again.
She can't. It's a lot of pain for her.
Watch how slowly this is happening.
Why is this so bad today as opposed to the couple days ago? Is it just more sore?
Yeah.
It just all hurts.
Your butt. You fell down on the stairs.
Yeah.
On
Miss Bum Bum,
what, Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday.
And you are truly...
Let me see that. Bring it over here. Let me have a look at it.
My butt?
You got a long shirt on. Stay seated.
All right. I won't look.
Oh,
it's
man.
Pretty far down.
Come over this way.
Cameras are on.
No, they're not.
Oh, she went up. All right. I'll turn the other way.
Oh,
oh, can you see it?
Boy, oh boy.
Describe it.
It's a dinner plate of purple with green and yellow on the edges.
Is it actually worse than last time? It can't be.
Twice as big, twice as dark.
Twice as... It was her whole butt last
time. She actually just pulled out, so her panties were covering her butt, and she pulled them up and over into the crack, and it's the whole... Oh, hon.
All
I'm
inside.
I'm so sorry. Mija.
All inside.
Yikes.
Oh, that is...
I know.
That is,
I think I'm going to tell Hooman right now that I'm not going to go to the Warriors thing.
On
what?
Well, how's she going to walk around and go up and down all the stairs?
That's what I'm afraid of. It's a freaking construction site.
1 mile an hour.
What?
Yeah, it'll take you until 4 p.m. 1 mile an hour. You just creep along at 1 mile an hour. I don't even know if she could muster 1 mile an hour.
Jesus, I know.
On the plus side, Yuzi, your ass looks fantastic.
It does?
Yes. Besides the black and blue and
yellow.
Yeah,
I mean, the shape of it is I don't know if it's a little bit swollen, but it looks just marvelous looking. Like,
I went to Mexico, got the surgery.
Holy good looking butt.
Too soon, you.
Oh, sorry.
All right, listen, we're going to go cut a secret show. That's a show we do in addition to this show. It's a podcast. If you haven't heard of those, you know, Google it.
You got some emails?
Figure it out. I do. I have a couple emails, okay. Some responses to other bad advices. We get emails all the time from people who are asked just really any problem that you have. Send it to us. Have your five friends bat it around for you. We'll be completely honest about it in a way that your real friends won't be.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com and put bad advice or secret show into the subject line. And
there's a new feature this secret show called Sarah Tells Us a Story. And I'm looking forward to that as well.
What story?
I don't know. That's the part that I'm so curious about when you tell us a story.
Isn't it your cousin?
The cousin Stephanie?
Oh, no, I can't tell that story.
What?
I don't know all the details. If my cousin Stephanie ever comes in, she'll have to tell that story.
Well, you have your version of it.
My version you heard already this morning.
You better get cracking on a story to tell.
I guess
make
I
one
better.
Up. Just tell one of ours.
I'll just tell one of you guys' stories. That's a great idea. That's what I do normally. So.
Super. The new feature's going to go great.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Vin.
Sounds like a plan. All right, see you on Thursday. Oh, my God, enjoy Survivor tonight, Vinny.
Oh, I will.
Yay.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.